I was recently in a role where I played a really rotten person, a barely washed bully in a post-apocalyptic future. For the role, I let my trim beard grow out and soon had one of those wild face monsters that no sane person would let live on their chin. I had a great time one afternoon picking up my daughter wearing my orange jumpsuit and adorned with a huge scar on my cheek. Last week, however, after working out in the gym, I realized I'd left my work shirt at home and was stuck wearing the tank top I'd been exercising in. Between that stinking shirt and my ratty jacket, I was no longer an unusually dressed actor, but instead a homeless man wandering into a safe suburban space. Faces turned towards me and noses wrinkled in the coffee shop. As I wandered the supermarket aisles deciding on lunch, there was always an eye on me. Finally, I stopped at a store to buy a shirt, and people put their heads together and whispered when I tried one on. When I made my purchase by credit card, my driver's license was scrutinized closely. In today's modern jungle, we crowded apes try to make 1,000 judgments about those around us. We use our evolved primate skill of facial recognition, constantly scanning for people we know, people out of place, and people who are threats. If no danger is perceived, we scan and move on. With a clean shirt and a trim, I'm just one more face in the mass of uninteresting monkeys. But I was shocked at how quickly I could become the threat. I can only imagine the frustration of people who are misjudged at every turn, because of clothes, color, culture. I only touch the merest edge of what some people deal with every day, when our snap judgments give us the wrong signal and we misjudge ordinary people as dangerous. Can I see past a person's shell and into their heart with a glance? Of course not. But I do hope I will pause and think twice before the alarm bells arbitrarily go off in my ape brain. I'd like to live with less fear and suspicion in my life. With a perspective, this is Tony Jonick.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases, on the Internet at lchb.com.